Greetings.
Welcome.
Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Ni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadee karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Jau wee viva kat bang. Jai Janendra. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison kilitary industrial core poor nation in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy mocracy criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure eat a lot of body parts from dead animals. I'm the Wall Street Bet corporate diet of death is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, as heard on Air America, now broadcasting for 11 years. It's great to be back in the San Francisco Bay Area. As you know, most of the summer we've been doing live broadcasts from Viva La Vegan in Rancho Cucamonga, California. So I drove up yesterday on my birthday from Los Angeles with Christine Garcia, my attorney, along with Emily Marks, in my case against the city of Anaheim, animal crime, animal harm, for its unlawful arrest in violation of my constitutional rights at a circus protest. It is great to be back up in San Francisco, hanging out with Christine, doing the show from her couch here today. It's kind of an amazing transition, you know, heading north, you know, off come the flip-flops and on come socks, you know, the temperatures. Off come the t-shirts, although it's kind of warm today, so I do have my San Francisco peace sign t-shirt on. Normally it would be on come the sweatshirts. Well, last night it was already, so a little chilly. Heading away from LA, where all the plastic, you don't see plastic down there. It's all been, allocated to insert into people, for cosmetic surgery. And then you come up to the Bay Area, you don't see plastic up here either because, well, the plastic bags have been banned. So, by the way, it's also World Week for the Abolition of Meat. And, hey, we banned plastic bags, right? So now let's ban something really harmful, huh? I mean, has a family member of yours ever been hurt or killed by a plastic bag? Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a show about plastic bag rights or pro-plastic bagism. But meat and dairy do represent the greatest threats to your family and the planet. No plastic bag deaths, right? Okay, how about heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, obesity caused by plastic bags or meat and dairy? Which causes 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions, plastic bags or meat and dairy? Wouldn't the abolition of meat and dairy be the prime social justice issue if we really wanted to make it a better world, since meat and dairy do cause world hunger, poverty, disease, resource depletion, deforestation, soil erosion, energy crises, and the greatest massacre of the innocent ever in all of history? So it's World Week for the Abolition of Meat. And shouldn't it be the cause of all animal advocates? Shouldn't that be the case? We shouldn't really be promoting the humane meat at this point, should we? Our cause should be the abolition of meat as our great social justice issue. And, well, you know, what is the connection to social justice issues and veganism? Well, this past week I was watching Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! Talking about a number of subjects. She didn't see the vegan connection, but I did. For example, she was talking about the oppression now in Arizona with the new Show Us Your Papers law. Well, she talked about the historic protest led by Cesar Chavez, a native of Arizona, referring to him as the great farm worker leader. Why didn't Amy mention him as a vegan when Arturo Rodriguez of the United Farm Workers said that Cesar Chavez took as much pleasure converting somebody to vegetarianism and veganism as he did to trade unionism? Amy went on to talk about Pussy Riot, the feminist punk rock band sentenced to gulag-like prison for a protest performance of theirs against Putin. There's been worldwide outrage expressed against the suppression of free speech and Pussy Riot, but why didn't Amy mention that there are vegan members of Pussy Riot? Because if you're against oppression, you have to be against all oppression, and that means being vegan. Then Amy went on to talk about One Billion Rising, onebillionrising.org, which is a movement against violence against women. A place to rise against that violence, that website says, and on the website you can post why you are rising, and all of this culminates in a worldwide dancing event on February 14th, 2013. About 1 billion, it says about 1 billion rising, it says 1 in 3 women on the planet will be raped or beaten in her lifetime. 1 billion women violated is an atrocity. 1 billion women dancing is a revolution. Now, this is one dance I do want to attend. The website also asks, you know, where you will be dancing. And I'm going to post on that website probably today or tomorrow. And I'm going to rise to be a voice of inclusion on the website, to rise up against violence against the women of all species, to rise up against violence and exploitation of all species. How do we rise up against violence against females and yet eat the bodies of females as part of the celebration? How do we rise up against female exploitation and eat the very products of that exploitation, the eggs, the milk? How do we rise up for 1 billion and exclude the tens of billions, the hundreds of billions of others who are beaten, raped, and murdered? For them, it's not 1 out of 3. For them, it's 3 out of 3. You know, cow women are impregnated against their will, or impregnated against their will on what the dairy industry calls a rape rat. Cow mothers have their babies kidnapped at birth. You know, all the hen women, the hens, the females, are all mutilated, all imprisoned so that their bodies can be violated and their eggs taken. So I would like to see speciesism erased from feminism. I will be posting something to that effect. And where will I be rising? Let's see, where will I be dancing in February? I think I will be rising, and maybe you'd like to join me, going to dance on the side of Interstate 5 between the Bay Area and Los Angeles, next to the Cowcentration Camp, Harris Ranch, the place actually that should be raised. R-A-Z-E-D, as we are rising. Now, I hope I'm not the only one there along with the California Highway Patrol. Maybe we should go over to the Harris Ranch Lodge and Restaurant. If you can believe that, that stench that makes you lose your appetite as you're driving between L.A. and San Francisco, there's actually a restaurant there. Maybe we should rise up there. It's so appetizing, isn't it? And, they've changed the menu, by the way, it says, at the Harris Ranch restaurant. So apparently they're replacing dead animal bodies with dead animal bodies. So exciting new changes there. So anyway, we are to rise to the occasion and rise up against violence. Let's rise up and go vegan if we're really serious about nonviolence. And, you know, let's be against all violence, even the humane violence that I don't really understand right now. I mean, it is World Week for the Abolition of Meat, should be the cause of all animal advocates. Yet, I didn't see one person advocating for it at the recent so-called animal rights conference that I attended in the Washington, D.C. area. Instead, animal advocates have been derailed into advocating for non-existent humane meat and non-existent humane prison cages. Just this past week, video was released from Meatopia, a Whole Foods Best Butchers competition that's a partnership created by the Humane Society of the United States. Incomprehensibly, there's Meun Park on stage, formerly of HSUS and Compassion Over Killing, and now with the bogus Global Animal Partnership promoting the sale of body parts of animals humanely tortured and murdered. Here's the supposed animal advocate on stage, smiley face, beaming grotesquely, celebrating pig face recipes. Yes, the humane animal murderers had an oversupply of pig's heads, it said on this video. So, humane pig face recipes were in order. Anyway, you have to see this video produced by James Levesque and Jenny Stein, who are the filmmakers behind Peaceable Kingdom and The Witness. Check out Happy Meatopia at the website humanemyth.org. Humanemyth.org. I mean, shouldn't you be advocating for the abolition of meat? Or will your next book be favorite pig face recipes of animal advocates, huh? Man, I have seen it all in my long vegan life. I've been vegan now for 28 years. Yesterday was my chronological birthday once again. Oh, the traditional singing of happy birthday is a little different at a vegan party. Here's how it sounded last night at my party.
Whose birthday is it? It's a vegan superhero's birthday. Whose birthday is it? It's a vegan superhero's birthday. Thank you for being a vegan superhero. Thank you for being a vegan superhero. Thank you for being a vegan superhero. Vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, superhero. Vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, superhero. Vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, vegan super, superhero.
That's how we sing happy birthday at vegan parties. On today's program, another true vegan hero, a hero of mine, coming up, Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. And I dare say she has done more good for San Francisco and the planet than any elected official in the history of this city. That's why I'm presenting the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner, which will be a week from tomorrow night, Monday, October 8th, at the Loving Hut at 524 Irving Street in San Francisco. Details on that later in the program, and that'll be after next weekend's 13th annual World Vegetarian Festival in Golden Gate Park, next Saturday and Sunday, combined with the 40th Annual International Vegetarian Union World Congress. And, you know, so I, for one, really want to show appreciation to Dixie for all that she's done. So I invite you to attend that appreciation dinner for her. Again, we'll talk about it later this hour. And also that week, after Dixie's dinner Monday, then on Wednesday, October 10th, Go Vegan Radio celebrates yet another world hero vegan woman, Cindy Sheehan, Wednesday, October 10th at the Go Vegan for Peace Feast with Cindy at Vegetarian House in San Jose. Again, we'll talk about that later this hour. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We have to purchase radio airtime every week. It's expensive. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Oh, be my friend on Facebook, Bob Linden. You can also see that Happy Meatopia. I have it posted on my Facebook pages. And Bob Linden, Go Vegan Radio. Twitter, at Go Vegan Radio. You can listen to us on your smartphone, your iPhone. Go to Stitcher.com for that. You can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, go to GoVeganRadio.com.
Your support of the International Fund for Africa goes to direct aid for human babies and animals in need in Africa. Compassion for all beings is exemplified by the work of the International Fund for Africa, delivering critically needed medical services from the introduction of neonatal care in Ethiopia to the Homeless Animals Project for dogs, from the Rural Health and Development Project to the Veterinary Medicine Hospital Project, and promoting veganism as the best way to help people, animals, and the environment of Africa, the International Fund for Africa is leading the way. Its dynamic president, Dr. Antenna Roba, is a Houston emergency room physician who sees the deadly health effects of the standard African-American diet of animal products, and then goes home to Africa to witness the deadly environmental effects of the standard African-American diet there, as meat and dairy-based climate change devastates the continent. The message from the International Fund for Africa is, go vegan, Africa. No GMOs, no factory farms. Find out how you can help the International Fund for Africa help people and animals in Africa. Visit iFundAfrica.com. ifundafrica.org. Stop starvation. Save the environment. Visit ifundafrica.org. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. A favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soup, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health, compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at vegetarianhouse.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@goveganradio.com. RecipeFactory.net. Create more delicious, healthful, and affordable meals. Visit RecipeFactory.net, where you can analyze existing recipes or create new ones. Customize to use or avoid specific ingredients. Meet your dietary, aesthetic, and budgetary requirements. Check complete protein, inflammation, and glycemic load. Create food and meal substitutes. Upload your recipes and download others. Visit RecipeFactory.net. Create at RecipeFactory.net.
Radio with Bob Linden, GoVeganRadio.com. I want you to know, now featured at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga, Vegan with Joy Gourmet Cuisine from Chef Rafaya. Now, I've had the joyful experience myself of enjoying Chef Rafaya's culinary creations, and now it's time for you to try her gourmet salads and sandwiches and specialties and desserts, lentil burgers, veggie burgers, quiche. Chef Rafaya's carrot salad and quinoa salad are amazingly delicious, and amazing because they are made with veganic ingredients. That's beyond organic, in that no animal ingredients are used at all, from planting to harvest. Veganic organic agriculture. Taste it at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Taste Chef Rafaya's fruit pastries, the cheesecakes, the cobblers, the cookies, even gluten-free mini cupcakes and cakes and muffins. Viva La Vegan is even more special now with Chef Rafaya in the kitchen, with an ever-expanding menu. Taste for yourself. Free samples every Friday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join me for Chef Rafaya's Sunday Sampling Spectacular on October 21st at 1 p.m. Call Chef Rafaya at 909-203-6435. Meet her at Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, just off Baseline. By the 7-Eleven in Rancho Cucamonga. You will really love what Chef Rafaya is doing there. And today on the program, another one of my heroes, a superstar in the vegan world, Dixie May. And look at me, look at how I'm my technical prowess at doing. Look at that, I panned. This is the way we pan these days in the film and TV industry world. And look at this. What a technician. I moved the microphone. Pretty cool microphone, huh, Dixie?
Beautiful microphone. Oh,
that's right. This is modern day for the computer age.
Impressed.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. I need you closer to the mic. That means I may move the table closer to us. Look at this. I am a tech. I'm a stagehand. I'm a roadie. Okay. And I need you closer into the mic. So, Dixie, it's great to have you back on the show today. And I know you're right in the middle of getting ready for next week's big event, the World Veg Festival. Overwhelmed because this year it's the 13th annual World Veg Festival in San Francisco, Golden Gate Park, County Fair Building. But this year it also combines the International Vegetarian Union 40th Congress.
Yes, and that has required a lot more work from us to prepare for it. But it's going to be exciting because we will have visitors from all over the world, mm-hmm. as well as some speakers from all over the world. We have, like, the president of the German Vegan Society, mm-hmm. Indonesian, Brazil.
Ah.
Isn't this marvelous?
Uh-huh.
And
so veganism is the worldwide movement. Huh?
Yes, and so I appreciate the International Vegetarian Union for trying to coordinate all of our fragmented groups all over the world, getting us together and having a good time at our festival. And at the same time, we will have a forum where each one of them can talk about what their best practices are in, you know, in promoting a plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
So the International Vegetarian Union has been in existence since around the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And their purpose was to try and unite, you know, the world. But basically it was mostly Europe at mm-hmm. that time. And they would meet every 2 years at a different country. And except for during the First World War, they had to not meet.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately the Second World War too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is their 40th. So even though they've been organized since 1900, they haven't always met. So every other year, they do this Congress. So it won't be in the United States for another at least 10 years.
Ah.
I hope people will come.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the United States for the first time in 1975 in Arano, Maine. And actually, I represented the San Francisco Vegetarian Society at that Congress. J. Dinshaw organized it. He organized the American Vegan Society and the North American Vegetarian Society about the same time, and the purpose was to promote this Congress to be in the United States for the first time. And some of us from the United States, there were five societies that came to that event. So we didn't know each other existed. This is before emails and internet, et cetera, et cetera.
Before the telephone and...
But it was quite exciting to go there and meet people from all over the world at that time. And other vegetarian societies, we did not know each other existed. There was one in L.A., believe it or not. There was one in Detroit, New York. And Maryland. The only one that's still going that never ceased was the one in, I guess it's Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But,
so you've been with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society for how long and its president for how long?
Well, it was organized in 1968. I was a vegetarian before that, but I didn't know about it. And it was organized by someone named Fred Baldus, who was from Germany and emigrated to the United States. And I always like to give him credit because people think that I organized it. I heard about it and joined it in 1969. And in 1970, I was elected vice president. There were only 30 of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, big deal. But, I mean, that was fantastic to me in that era because I had never known any other vegetarians personally.
Mm-hmm.
So, so this was quite exciting. And... then I became the vice president, started writing a newsletter and connecting with other people and became president in 1975. Retired in 1996. And then nobody wanted to continue it in after three presidents, and it's too much work.
Well, look at all the work, and organizing this event. I mean, it takes 24 hours.
I started again in the year 2000 and started the World Vegetarian Day celebration in 2000, mm-hmm. and then it grew into a festival. Mm-hmm. Because World Vegetarian Day is October 1st, but we can't always hit that day.
Right, right, right.
And we became a two-day event because we kept growing every year. So mm-hmm. today, this year is an exciting one, and we hope everyone will come.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the beginning of October has always been important to vegetarians because it was Gandhi's birthday, so we've always commemorated that. And it used to be
National Farm Day.
Yeah, National Farm Animal Day, you know, World Farm
the
Animal Day.
Of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, it turned out to be, you know, vegan mm-hmm. month.
And I think a lot of those might have happened because it was Gandhi's birthday.
There you go.
You know, so, yeah. And it used to be in a small place in Fort Mason until it moved to its current location, which is the County Fair Building at Golden Gate Park, which is at 9th and Lincoln Way. So, so how did you yourself...
Let me just say that mm-hmm. It's $10 for entrance. And once you're in, you can sample... vegan food. You can have access to each day. There are about 10 lectures mm-hmm. and 10 food demos. Actually, there are 20 lectures because I have two rooms going.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's the auditorium. There are the other rooms.
Garden club room, and then in the recreation room are the demos where you can learn how to create vegan menus and recipes without standing. Chefs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the secret. If you're a senior over 65, a child under 12, or a student with ID, you get in free. And if you come before 10:30, it opens at 10. If you come before 10:30, we let everybody in free.
Wow.
Aren't we nice?
It's very nice. I mean, everybody in for free before 10:30.
Yeah.
And please come early because I speak early next Sunday morning in the Garden Club room on vegan animal liberation activism. So please come early because I like somebody sitting in the room with me there. You know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a green film festival and with a raw man and green girl, which is a cute cartoon kind of a film, and that starts at 10:20. Mm-hmm. In the recreation room on Saturday.
So you're talking about my competition for speaking?
No, this is Saturday.
Saturday.
I'm not going to mention.
No, that's okay. And people can, if they can hear me on the radio. They've had enough. Plus, I emcee the event in the auditorium.
But then A Sacred Duty is a 60-minute one that starts at 10:30 in the recreation room, and that's a real serious, interesting one.
Oh, yeah, that's very good. We're talking to Dixie May, who's the president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the great World Veg Festival. It's the 13th annual, and that's at Golden Gate Park, County Fair Building, 9th and Lincoln Way. We'll talk about some of the guests who are going to be there. We'll talk about them right after our break. But I do want to let you know that after this festival is over, both days are done, Dixie's done all the hard work that she's done decade after decade after decade, I think we do need to get together for a Dixie May appreciation dinner because she is truly a hero. She's done more for this, for the city and the planet than, you know, fill in the blank, you know. So Go Vegan Radio is presenting the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner Monday, October 8th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Loving Hut at 524 Irving Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. I will be hosting that evening. The menu includes spring roll, heavenly salad, hot and sour soup, guru curry, orange sesame bites, deluxe vegetables, organic brown rice, and vegan cheesecake. It's all just $35, and you're helping us pay for radio airtime so people like Dixie can be on the air, and we can have true heroes in the media rather than what we normally see. $35 in advance. You don't have to pay in advance. I just want you to register in advance by Sunday, by next Sunday at 6 p.m., just register at goveganradio@gmail.com. goveganradio@gmail.com. Then you'll get in for $35. It'll be $40 at the door if you don't register. Now, I also just want to point out that two nights later, Wednesday, Go Vegan Radio presents the Go Vegan for Peace Feast. That's a benefit. Starring Cindy Sheehan. Yes, Cindy Sheehan. Come out to dinner with Cindy Sheehan. I'm hosting that. And that's Wednesday the 10th, 7 to 9 p.m., Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. And the Go Vegan for Peace feast menu includes summer rolls, hummus, Greek salad, olak, sweet and sour soup, kung pao tofu, queens, joyful sweet and sour, spicy cha-cha, chow mein, brown rice blend, and Sunday banana fritters. And we're honoring our guest of honor, Cindy Sheehan. Peace Feast dinner price is $50. That I would like you to pay in advance, please. So go to Go Vegan Radio. You can go to Go Vegan Radio and click donate and pay the $50 there. Or again, you can use PayPal, and the address, the ID for that would be goveganradio@gmail.com. I did Tolstoy say, as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields. We'll talk about that at the Go Vegan for Peace Feast. I hope to see you there. And we will continue to talk with Dixie May coming up on today's program. And please support the program for archives and podcasts. And to donate online, go to goveganradio.com. And the website for the festival is World
www.worldvegfestival.com.
Worldvegfestival.com. Okay, we'll continue with Dixie May.
For as long as I can remember, I've been locked in this crowded, filthy cage. Constant abuse, deprivation, and suffering. Painful metal floor I can barely stand on. Day after day, month after month. This is my entire life. I thought we'd be in here forever. But then, something great happened. People began to take a stand for us. They started voting to get us out of cages entirely. The promise of a cage-free life. To no longer be trapped in a cage. But now, that promise is in danger of being broken. The egg industry is pushing federal legislation that would trade one cruel metal cage for another. And their bill could never be challenged or changed by state law or public vote. Even though most people want us out of cages. If we let the egg factories win, we'll never get out.
We'll never get out. Keep the promise. Take action. Visit StopTheRottenEggBill.org. Fight the egg industry's plan to keep hens locked away in cages forever.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut.
Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com. Sitting here with Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. We'll continue our discussion in a moment. First, I want to let you know, if you come to my table at the festival next weekend, I have it's really a treat. You're going to see some samples. Maybe you'll be able to purchase one of these wonderful bags from a company called Gunas, G-U-N-A-S, designer style, eco-friendly fashion, and cruelty-free consciousness. It's all in the bag from Gunas. Gunas is setting the style in luxury handbags, purses, clutches, wallets, totes, and travel bags for women. And Gunas is setting the style in bags, travel bags, and accessories for men, too. The Gunas collections are eye-catching, bold, and edgy in design, yet luxurious, affordable, and functional. Gunas believes in conscious consumption, not overproduction, so many of the styles are limited just to 250 produced. Timeless, limited edition, exclusive collections, environmentally responsible materials, created sweatshop-free, PVC-free, 100% vegan, 100% cruelty-free, no leather, silk, wool, fur, and even the adhesives are water-based, with no animal ingredients. So it's uncompromising, high standards, which mean high fashion from Gunas. So you can go to the website, GunasTheBrand.com. That's G-U-N-A-S, GunasTheBrand.com. You'll definitely like what you see. If you have any questions, you can call 888-291-2877. I'm sorry, 888-291-7899. 888-291-7899 for Gunas. You can learn more and see more at my table at the World Veg Festival. Also, a new musical, Loving the Silent Tears, whose lyrics are based on the poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai, will be performed at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles October 27th only, starring will be Grammy winners John Cicada and Jody Watley, and other Broadway stars. So you're going to love this musical. It's the story about humanity's search for inner peace and journeys through the songs and cultures of 16 countries across six continents. The website is silenttearsmusical.com. Silenttearsmusical.com, Saturday, October 27th at the Shrine Auditorium. I look forward to being there. Hope to see you there soon. I'll see you there, too. Just a reminder, October 6th through the 14th is National Primate Liberation Week, presented by Stop Animal Exploitation Now. The theme, exposing the truth to wipe out animal experimentation. Just Google Stop Animal Exploitation Now for events in your area or to create an event. Background information is there. Let us help save the 150,000 prisoners in laboratories right now and the 75,000 who will be research experiments. So, again, Google Stop Animal Exploitation Now, National Primate Liberation Week. And then next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're getting together in San Francisco for the 13th Annual World Veg Festival. And this year, celebrating the 40th Annual International Vegetarian Union Congress. And we're talking to the president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, Dixie May, who is a true hero, life-saving, planet-saving hero. Dixie, what got you interested in all of this? How did you become a vegetarian or get on the path to veganism?
Well, it all started when I was only 5 years old. Mm-hmm. That was way back in 1938. Mm-hmm. Sounds like another century, and it was. My father took me fishing, and he wished that he had had a son. I was the oldest daughter. And the whole family would go fishing. We were in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we went fishing, and he put a worm on a fishing pole, and then I was holding it, and I caught a fish, and everybody applauded, and I felt terrible because I liked seeing the fish swim in the creek. They looked beautiful, and now it was on the bank, flopping around, trying to breathe and trying to get back in the water. And I was, at 5 years old, just felt dreadful about this. I didn't want to fish anymore. But my father continued. When we went home, he cleaned the fish. I watched him emptying the guts into a cold bucket. And then put it in a frying pan. And then on the table, and I couldn't eat it. I said, how can I eat this fish that was once swimming around? So from then on, whenever I made the association between the meat and the animal, I didn't want to eat it. But my parents told me I was a fussy eater, and they really got very upset. And, you know, school teachers said, you know, you can't live without protein, it only comes from animals. Doctors said you will die if you don't eat meat, you know, so I was frightened. And then I went
to... And everybody was wrong, too.
Well, this is the irony of it all. When I was 10 years old, I went to church, and my Sunday school teacher, I asked him, you know, my dog was missing, Sarah, and I said, will Sarah go to heaven if she dies? And he said, of course not. Animals don't have souls. And I thought that was terrible. And then he said, the purpose of the animals on this earth is for man to use to eat and or to use for whatever purposes. And I did not like God. And I had an argument. I'm only 10 years old, and I had an argument with God saying, I don't think this is fair, God, that you put me here on this planet and I have to have animals killed in order for me to live. And I thought, well, when I die, if I do get to go to heaven after this, I just want God to explain to me what went wrong with this plan, because I don't like it. I'm only 10, and I'm becoming agnostic, and became very frustrated. And so finally, when I was, after I left, I graduated from college. I lived at home, and I went to college, and University of Utah. And I decided I would just become a vegetarian when I came to San Francisco, but I was a closet vegetarian. Because I couldn't take it when I would go out to the public and people would, you know, say, oh, why don't you eat meat, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't defend it. I had no defenses. I didn't know anyone and didn't know any better. So, and especially men, boyfriends, they were awful. And I was a closet vegetarian until I met my husband. He was not my husband yet, but he wasn't a vegetarian, but when he found out that I really didn't like to eat meat, he said, well, that you should just be arrogant about it. And I said, well, I can't be arrogant. And he said, but you should be one. I said, okay. So he gave me the strength of my own conviction, and I fell in love with him instantly and married him, and we've been married for over 50 years.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
And he eventually did become a vegetarian and now a vegan.
That's so sweet. And you could never be arrogant. Leave that to me.
Oh, I know. We've discussed this before. But I believe the soft sell.
Right.
You know, the interesting thing is nobody in my family, you know, followed my footsteps or were interested in my diet. And one of my sisters, 2.5 years younger, was a hunter. She used to go out and shoot animals, because in Utah, they, at least at that time, they used to even excuse school so that everybody could go hunting, deer hunting.
It's crazy.
And then she's dead. You know, she was younger than I, but she died, you know, 10 years ago, and she was never well.
Consuming those animal products.
She was never well, you know. And then my other sister that was 10 years younger died 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
And you're still dancing up a storm.
I'm still so active, and I don't have any diseases. I don't take any prescriptions, you know. You know, people spend $3,000 a year after the age of 60. Now you're 61. Okay.
As of yesterday.
And they spend it on medications, and I've been saving $3,000, you know. I'm 78 now.
Mm-hmm.
And
78, so when will your 79th birthday be?
December 2nd.
December 2nd, we're going to have to play that vegan superhero song, birthday song that
you're
we just
so
had on. Well, you are. You're a total hero, and you've affected so many lives and people you don't even know who are healthier and, you know, living longer lives.
And it's all because I wanted to save the animals as much as I could, as well as people. but I didn't know I was saving people, and here I'm outliving, you know, the ones
that are criticizing
me.
So we have the World Veg Festival coming up Saturday and Sunday, and let's go through some of the guests, some of the speakers and all, and we just have a couple of minutes to go through this, so... and there's so many great ones, too. So.
Oh, I don't even know. If I mention some and don't mention others, I'll feel so bad.
Okay, well.
But I have some people coming from Canada, Vasanto Melina and Brenda Davis, and they're both RDs, and they'll be speaking. And, of course, Colleen Patrick-Pedreau. She's with the Compassionate Cook.
Right. She has some great books out, of course,
And we have others that are not as well known. Rin Berry will be speaking on, you know,
great,
all the berries.
He's a historian who's been on the show.
Yes.
He'll be speaking on what?
All the different groups and people who have influenced the world through vegetarian dieting, including Pythagoras and the Jains, the Buddhists, the Essenes, Gnostics, Cathars, and even some of the early Christian fathers, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So,
well, just to let people know some of the names they also may be recognizing, Dr. Gabriel Cousins will be speaking, as will be Dr. John McDougall, Dr. Will Tuttle, Dr. Michael Clapper, and Dr. Alan Goldhammer, John Davis, the president of the International Vegetarian Union, John Robbins, our guest on last week's program.
Yeah, well, now, the $10 admission, or if you come early before 10:30, it's free, but you can hear all of those speakers if you want, or go to some of our wonderful demos where you can learn how to cook vegetarian or do raw vegetarian. I mean, vegan, actually.
Vegan, of course, yeah. And so much of that's happening in the auditorium where I emcee the event. I'm honored to do that close to a decade now. But also in the Garden Club room where I speak Sunday morning. The Garden Club room is great both days. I see Vaidya Priyanka, my friend, talking about traditional cooking songs, even. I mean, it's
yes,
so much fun.
Vegan samples.
Lee Hall, a Friends of Animals, and Janice Stanger, who has the perfect formula diet. Her book, based on thousands of studies. So this is just spectacular. The food is great.
The frustration you will have. I mean, there's Dr. Harris from Hawaii, and also Dr. Steve Blake.
The frustration is deciding where to go, right?
Where to go, and maybe heard some before, so then you can go to some of the others.
Right, and my birthday was yesterday. I'm a Libra. I can't make decisions. I'll just sit on the floor in the middle, just not knowing what to do. So.
But, you know, the interesting thing is that we will also have that forum on Sunday afternoon, where we will have all the different vegan presidents from the various vegan societies from other countries, and you'll get to meet them.
That'll be great.
But we also have dinner in the evening. Now, that doesn't come with the $10 admission. That is $26, and you'd have to go to our website if you wanted to have that dinner. And that at the dinner you will hear two different speakers. Freya Dinshaw, American Vegan Society, will be speaking on Saturday, and on Sunday will be Jasmine DeBoo from the United Kingdom Vegan Society, as well as John Robbins, and that's $26, which is really reasonable.
It's amazing. I mean, this is the weekend that I really like most every year anyway, and this year it's just so spectacular. It's phenomenal. So it's a World Veg Festival, World Vegetarian Festival?
No, it's World Veg Festival.
WorldVegFestival.com.
Correct.
WorldVegFestival.com. The website for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society is sfvs.org, sfvs.org. So we're there next Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday night, the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner for all the work she's done. Listen to...
Oh, thank you. You know, I've never been appreciated before, so...
I love you so much. And you've never been kissed on camera before.
Oh,
look at that. Oh, good.
And I don't even have makeup. I thought we were doing just radio.
I know, we were doing radio. Oh, look. Oh, well.
Anyway, thank you, Bob. It's so sweet of you to say that, because I have been working very, very hard. You know, I'm retired as a school teacher. I taught for 28 years, but you know, I cannot retire from helping the animals. And there are so many things. My school teacher friends are off on voyages here and there, and here I am sweating every night, way into the morning, trying to get these things together. but it's
still, you're the best. You're the best. Dixie's the best. Now she's getting a hug on camera.
Yeah.
And remember, the appreciation dinner, please come out to that. It's Monday night. After we have the big festival, 2 days, you know, can't even fit all of it on the pages here. You know, there's just so much going on.
I hope I can laugh, you know.
Oh, you will, you will.
Morning,
you're vegan, you know, so
absolutely.
So 79 is the new 30, you're 25 or something like that.
Wow.
So I think we may have to take a break. But I just want to remind everyone that the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner is at the Loving Hut, 524 Irving Street, Monday, October 8th. From 7 to 9 p.m. It's only $35. Just make your reservation now at goveganradio@gmail.com. You don't have to pay in advance. If you don't make the reservation, it's just $40 at the door. But come, let's show the love for Dixie and everything she's been doing. We need to take
a break. And it helps the...
And helps Go Vegan Radio so that we can be on the air and help the animals. So I think we need to take a break. So we'll do that. And you can support the show with a tax-deductible donation at GoVeganRadio.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut. Move over dairy. Make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. Coconut yogurt, cultured, fermented, creamed coconut meat. A treat by itself or with fresh fruit. Coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter. Raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies. Coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit coconutcowcafe.com. Organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available. Call 626-993-5631. CoconutCowCafe.com.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com. We've been hugging and kissing Dixie May on camera here today on video, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. See you at the big event coming up Saturday and Sunday. Also, if you're in Southern California, you spend $150 or more on electric bills, you could qualify for the California Solar Initiative's Zero Out-of-Pocket Program. It's time to go solar. Call Tom Cox, 805-210-4499, 805-210-4499. Or the go to the numeral one, onefuture.com, the numeral one future, I'm sorry, .org. And I suppose the people with the .com will thank you for coming there, you know, for no reason anyway. So it was great having Dixie on the program with us today. I think we're out of time. Are we out of time, Joe? Okay, we'll wave. We'll see you at the World Veg Festival, Golden Gate Park, Saturday and Sunday, County Fair Building.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Chris Earl Phillips. For this afternoon, mostly sunny and a high near 98. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 67. Heading into the work week, we started on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 89. Monday night, mostly clear, low around 65. On Tuesday, sunny and a high near 88. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. On Wednesday, sunny and a high near 91. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. On Thursday, sunny and a high near 94. That's your weather for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind, NBC News Radio, AM 1050 KCAA.
At Lynn Promotions, we have been bringing quality and value to our customers for over 10 years. We do everything from embroidery to team awards and uniforms. No fees for setup, artwork, or digitizing, and our minimum is one item. Ladies, come in and let us bling it up with glitter and rhinestones. Mention this ad and receive 20% off your total order. Remember, at Lynn Promotions, if you can touch it, we can print on it. Visit our showroom at 260 North 2nd Avenue in Upland. Call 909-638-3339. Visit us on the web at Lynn Promotions. Promotions.com.